We continue with Mishnah Berurah Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. Says the Rama V'yesh Omrim D'chol Zeh B'katan D'lo Higia L'chinuch. There are some who say that which we said, that you don't have to stop someone if it's not your child from doing an Aveira, that's only true if the child has not reached the age of Chinuch. Aval Higia L'chinuch Trichem L'afrisha. But if he reached the age of Chinuch, then anyone would need to stop him. The Chai Adam, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, says that the pshara is, when it comes to Isuri Doraisa, one should be machmir for this, and one should stop any child from performing an Aveira. And therefore, if a non-Jew wants to give a Jewish child, who has reached the age of chinuch, something which is not kosher Doraisa, then everybody needs to stop him. But if it is only Aser Darabanan, then only the father would need to stop him. The Rama continues, Yeshomrim Doloshai Chinuch Labeist in El Abuvah. There are some who say that the mitzvah of chinuch only applies to the father. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is not a new daya. This is a daya that we already saw in the Mechaber, that only the father needs to stop a child from performing an Aveira, but all others do not. So the Chai Adam says, we make up pshara between Doraisas and Durabanans. The Rama continues, V'katan shehika as aviv, ho avar shar aviris v'kat nuso, av bishen utzarach shuvik sheyigdal, mikom makom tov lo sheyakabal atzmo izet davar lechuv l'chapar av apisha avar kodem shenatzabar anashin. As we know, a child is not responsible for an avera which he does. However, if a child did perform an avera, then even though he doesn't have to do anything to do tshuva when he becomes of bar mitzvah, because he's not responsible for it, he should still do something. He should volunteer to do something for kapara purposes, even though he is not obligated to do so. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, that a child who damaged something or stole something, based in should do something to punish him so that he does not get used to doing this, even though he does not need to pay for that which he stole, unless that which he stole is still there, and then he would need to return it. This all, says the Mishnah Berurah, is just me'ikar din, but lefnimashur din to go above and beyond would be that he would need to pay whoever he damaged. This simin shin mem dalet din haholich b'midbar b'shabbos. Sif aleph, haholich b'midbar, ve'eni yodea masahu shabbos. If one is walking in the desert, they don't know when Shabbos is. Mone shiva yamim miyom shenasan alibo shecha. So he should count 7 days from the time where he no longer knew what day it was. U'mikadish ashvi b'kiddush avdal, and that seventh day for him is considered Shabbos, and he should make Kiddush and Havdalah on that day. The Mishnah Berurah says that this was really only established by the Chachamim as a Zecher to Shabbos, to just so that he doesn't forget what Shabbos is, but not that he's actually being Mekadosh this day as the Shabbos, that it, as some Rishonim say, that it becomes a Shabbos Midrabanan for him, but the Mishnah Berurah goes like those who say that it is just a Zecher Ba'alma. Thing is, the mechaber, if he has food and he's able to live without working, then he's not allowed to work on any day, because every day he has to be choshesh that is the day of Shabbos. And says the Mishnah Berurah, even if all he has is bread, he's still not allowed to do malacha, because it is not pikuach nefesh, so it would not be doche what might be Shabbos. When he gets to the time, says the Mechaber, where he no longer has food, or he can no longer live, so then he's allowed to do malacha every day, even on the day that he is making Kiddush and Avdal, even on the day that is Shabbos for him, he's still allowed to do malacha, k'tei parnasaso mitzum semes. Every day, says the Mishnah Berurah, he is able to do whatever he needs in order to live for that day. He's not allowed to do more malacha than he needs, even on the day which he considers to be Shabbos for himself.